Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Well, high school football season rolls on this weekend, week 7, as the Maryville Spoofhounds will be taking on Lutheran North. Not a Friday night kickoff, though, for the Hounds this week. They'll be on the road to Chillicothe, a neutral site matchup with Lutheran North. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff coming up tomorrow. We're joined by Maryville head coach Matt Webb, as well as a senior starting defensive lineman, Wesley Sneed. Appreciate you guys coming in and chatting with us here today. And Coach Webb, Lutheran North, it's a pretty good team on the opposite side of the field coming up tomorrow. Should be a fun matchup.
Yeah, you bet. They're a team out of St. Louis. We played them last year, and we've, you know, this mid-season or, you know, mid-regular season game that week 7 we've been trying to fill is it's hard to find opponents. And so it's a team that was looking for a game, and we were as well. So had a really, contested game last year. Came down to right at the end. We had an opportunity to kick a field goal and win it. With just a few seconds left, and they blocked the field goal and ran it back for a touchdown. So, they got that victory. But those are kind of those heartbreakers that you want to pull out and win. But certainly the guys on the team remember that game, and boy, they are really, really talented this year and a really good football team.
Well, Wesley, not a conference game, not a district game. You know, Coach mentioned it's a 1-point ball game coming down the stretch last year. What is it about this matchup in particular? It doesn't have a whole lot of bearing on districts, but it does a little bit with the points and everything. Why does this one feel like it is such a big matchup when you see these two teams opposite sides of the state?
Really, it's a turning point in the season. So even – I'm not going to say we're going to lose, but even if we do lose and we play our best, it's really showing how good we can be. And if we win, I mean, that's great. They're, what, the number one team in Class 4?
Yeah.
They've beat – some powerhouse teams this year. So if we can go out there and show what we can do, that'd be great.
They've taken down some pretty big schools to this point. Seeing them for the first time ever in a matchup against Maryville last year, what do some of those guys look like on the other side? Because I remember seeing some of those defensive linemen, some of those linebackers were awfully quick. What did you guys see up front?
They're big. I mean, they're really big. Way bigger than anything we've seen, but, I mean, it's nothing we can't handle, I don't think. I mean, they're with size, they're not as fast as other guys. So we just take advantage of that and game plan for that.
One of the unique things in a matchup like this is the way our playoff system is set up in Missouri is, the way districts kind of line out, and then quarterfinal round, semifinal round is, we've been had a history of playing some private schools on from the other side of the state in the way they kind of run their school systems. And what this does is it really prepares us for that later on down the road. Why do we play it on Saturday? Yeah, it's a convenient time to find a midway, neutral site game, but it also, we play on Saturdays in the quarterfinal round, the semifinal round, so it kind of gets our guys used to that routine against a really talented school in Luther North that, we could possibly see a team like them down the road.
We talk a lot those first couple of weeks of the season because that is all just a non-conference. MEC play hasn't started. We'll talk about Blair Oaks and Harrisonville. But it all kind of is just you kind of game planning a little bit for like, all right, we need to make sure we're ready for late October, early November, that all that tinkering in the summer goes into what we're seeing this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, that's the plan with Mr. Bew and our administration and scheduling games and the way the non-conference games kind of schedule. That's what we like to do here. And they're a good team, and we've talked about it all week. We've had a great week of practice, but really what an opportunity you have. This is a school that, has recruited some of the best talent in the St. Louis area at any classification. They've shown that they've beaten on the field. They're very well coached. They run really good schemes. And we get an opportunity to go against one of the best. So if you're going to be a Spoofhound growing up, even at Nolan's age, you and Hudson and those guys down there in your class, you got to know down the road you're gonna play against the best in the state.
Wesley, when we look at this team for Lutheran North, Takari Hollis has had a pretty good season at quarterback, over 1,400 passing yards. I think he's also ran for 500 or 600 yards too. How do you kind of, as a defensive lineman, make sure that pass rush, like, you're getting up the field and getting in his face, but also is that worry about containing him and not letting him break the pocket and kind of break some of those big plays?
Well, you kind of got to trust the game plan, and you got to trust your guys on the outside. So as a defensive tackle, our job's to flush them out. So you got to trust that those guys on the outside are going to come around, do their job, do their 111th.
Do you ever give Lucas Viertaler or Major Scarborough a hard time of like, you should give me half that sack. Hmm. I pushed them into you, right?
Oh, I do that all the time. With Major sacks against Harrisonville and against Chillicothe, I always gave him a hard time. Just second more and I'd be there.
How do you, like, mentally and just, like, as a football player, you're an interior defensive lineman. That game against Cameron had, what, 12, 15 tackles in that football game because there's a lot of just ground and pound, everything up the middle. For a game like this, to where it is probably going to be you flushing it out to your defensive ends, do you enjoy a game like this, getting after the quarterback a little bit more? Do you like those run-stuffing games?
I mean, I like getting after the quarterback. Pass rushes, I mean, that's my favorite thing to do on the field. But I don't really mind just getting dirty and not having to tackle the whole game. And, I mean, if we win the game, I did my job. I know that helped us win, so.
Coach, how have you seen that defensive line gel throughout the season? Because you've had good guys up there up front all 6 weeks to this point. But it feels like, man, just more and more we're going to see guys in the backfield. And whether it is guys in the middle like Wesley and Phoenix or those guys on the outside, they're getting after the quarterback and running backs.
Yeah, that group has really done a good job of, you know, it's sometimes hard to see from a fan's perspective and what they're asked to do, but they've done a really good job of playing with technique. And so much of, you know, defensive line play is using your hands and keeping the, you know, the offensive linemen off of you or playing a certain block, you know, a certain way. And that takes a lot of kind of, you know, self-discipline to really listen to their coach. And sometimes their coach can be a little, you know, forceful or, you know, strict about how those, you know, techniques should be played. But they're a humble group. You know, all of them, they get in. They, you know, as Wesley mentioned, you know, he gives Major a hard time or Lucas or those guys. But they're a humble group that wants to do their 111th and play their role in the defense. And they take a lot of pride in that. And it's showing, you know, it's when you see how other teams play an offensive scheme, and then you kind of compare the way we do, they like seeing that they're doing things the right way, and they're doing things the way they're coached, and it's affecting. When they do things the right way, you can really tell how it affects our entire defense.
Maryville High School football taking on Lutheran North coming up tomorrow at 1 o'clock in Chillicothe. We'll have it broadcast here on KXCV, KRNW. Wesley, Coach kind of mentioned before we went on that, all right, we're kind of shifting things a little bit, and so the Thursday practice is now going to be today and just kind of trying to keep that routine normal. But it is different. It is kind of have that playoff quarterfinal feel, but also kind of has that college football feel. Like, you guys are playing, but also the big boys across the country overall. Does it feel like this stage is a little different when you're lining up on a Saturday afternoon with the sun high in the sky?
It does feel a little different. The trip's going to be a lot different. You won't be playing under the lights. You'll be playing under the sun. And so we got to prepare for that as well. Even though it is going to be cooler outside, we will be playing on turf, and that could get hot. So we need to just keep preparing like every other week and stay focused and ready.
So with today being a little bit different, of course, tomorrow you guys are going to get on the bus in the morning and head towards Chillicothe. Is anything different? You getting a pregame football movie tonight or tomorrow morning? Coach setting you up with breakfast? Anything good?
Yeah, we have breakfast in our multi building tomorrow, and I don't know, we just get to hang out with the whole team tomorrow morning, have breakfast, and then we're on our way, win a football game.
Nothing better than the chance to spend an entire Saturday with the team, be on the road, and the camaraderie that comes along with that, right, Coach?
Yeah, you bet. You know, it's a little different. It is a 1 o'clock game. You know, the cool thing is, I always enjoyed as a college coach, you know, if you didn't really enjoy the or I enjoyed the afternoon games better than the evening games as a college coach, because you didn't have to wait around all day to play. You know, sometimes at 7 o'clock and you're playing a rival team or a good team in the playoffs or, you know, wherever, and you're kind of just chomping at the bit all day, like, you know, like, let's get this thing going, practice is done, film prep's done, let's go play. You know, 1 o'clock games are fun because you get up, you have team breakfast, like Wesley said, you get on the bus, it's a short trip to Chillicothe. We've made that trip many times. These guys are very used to the field, the, you know, the facility, what it'll be like, and it's a, you know, like I said, a sense of comfort and how we've played at Chillicothe. We've played well there. The guys know the turf. They know how it feels. And let's go play against one of the best. So it'll be here before you know it tomorrow. And let's go ahead and get it strapped up and let's go.
Coach Wesley, appreciate the time. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Maryville head football coach Matt Webb, senior defensive lineman Wesley Snead joining us here on KXEV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. Spoofhounds against Lutheran North tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We'll have that broadcast online at kxev.org and through the Bearcat Public Media app under the Maryville tab.